From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama hails climate deal as best chance to save planet. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate agreement reached by nearly 200 nations in Paris, while noting American leadership was key to successful negotiations aimed at curbing global carbon emissions. VOA correspondent Arup Pandey reports from the White House.
Many did not think such a deal was possible, but officials say President Obama's efforts to rally the world around the common cause of climate change paid off on Saturday.
This agreement represents the best chance we've had to save the one planet that we've got. So I believe this moment can be a turning point for the world. We've shown that the world has both the will and the ability to take on this challenge.
Just hours after the climate deal was announced in Paris, President Obama stood in the cabinet room of the White House praising the ambitious agreement that allows nations to set their own targets while holding them accountable through a transparency framework. Arup Pandey, VOA News, the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart Paolo Gentiloni are hosting a meeting today seeking to show the support and commitment of the international community to a long-sought peace agreement in Libya. The country's rival governments are expected to sign the United Nations-brokered peace deal on Wednesday after nearly a year of talks to agree on a process to create a unity government. The plan calls for the unity body to be formed within 40 days, with members of both the current internationally recognized government based in Tobruk and the Islamist-backed body that has been operating out of Tripoli. This is VOA News. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb blast ripped through a busy market today, killing at least 10 people and wounding about 50 others. The explosion happened in an administrative center of the semi-autonomous Karam tribal district on the Afghan border. The tribal region has been the site of violence from Islamic militants and a sectarian conflict between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. Women in Saudi Arabia for the first time took part in elections, voting and running as candidates in municipal elections Saturday. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
This voter said she does not believe that it's a woman's place to run for office. She feels that men are better suited for a career in politics. Not all Saudi women agreed with that assessment, however. One woman who wanted to run for a council seat but was denied permission to do so told Al Hora television that some women's names were mysteriously removed from official lists of candidates. Human Rights Watch reported it was difficult for women to register to vote, noting that women are not allowed to drive cars in Saudi Arabia. The rights group also said many polling stations were too far from women's houses. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A 23-year-old man is under arrest in the western U.S. state of California for allegedly setting fire to a mosque in the state. Police arrested the suspect shortly after the incident. He is facing multiple charges, including arson and a hate crime offense. No one was hurt in the fire. The mosque was hit by gunfire last year. The mosque is in the same state where a radical Islamic couple killed 14 people and wounded 22 others in what investigators say is an act of terror. The couple was later killed by police during a gun battle. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Ted Cruz made a record-breaking 21 percentage point jump in the latest poll released in Iowa, which holds its first in-the-nation caucuses February 1st. Cruz, a U.S. senator from Texas, opened up a 10 percentage point lead over businessman and reality television star Donald Trump in the Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics Iowa poll released Saturday. 31% of likely caucus goers contacted in the December 7th through 10th telephone survey said Cruz was the candidate they would support. Trump's support was at 21%, followed by retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson at 13% and U.S. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.